ready for takeoff.
Welcome to the Remote CEO Show. My name is De Niro Bartolini, aka De Niro B. I'm an acclaimed business coach, and my moonshot is to change the face of work and business forever. With each episode, we bring you some of the most inspiring and insightful interviews with 6, 7, 8, and 9-figure entrepreneurs to crack the code on how to build your remote empire and have fun while doing it. Thanks for stopping by, and let's get started.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. For today's interview series episode, I'm here with Paul Getter. Paul is an internet marketing wizard. He manages several millions of dollars a month in ad spend for huge personalities like Ty Lopez, Alex Murr, Les Brown, and even Akon, just to name a few. He also worked with Lewis House, Bob Proctor, and the list goes on and on. He's been in a consulting business on Facebook and Instagram for basically 10 years. He's a true internet marketing pioneer, and that's why I'm super happy to have him on the show. How are you doing, Paul?
De Niro, thank you very much for having me here. Man, you're giving that introduction. I'm like, is he talking about me? So awesome. Sounds great, man. One correction. I'm not an internet marketing wizard. I'm an internet marketing nerd.
Exactly. Amazing.
Thank you
super
for that introduction,
true.
Man. Thank you.
No worries. Awesome. Great to have you here, man. Listen, before I get into the questions here, can you tell us about how you got started and a bit more about your story?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so a lot of times people ask me the question, how did you become a internet marketer, a entrepreneur? And really, it was just out of, like, I had to get the bills paid. And you know, I never like, hey, when I grow up, I'm going to be an internet marketer. It was like, wow, I need to get the bills paid. So I began searching. And, you know, years ago, and it still has this today, when people say make money online, it's like, you really can't make money online. But I started playing around with Facebook marketing, and, you know, I had a regular 9-to-5 job, hated it, and started playing around with web design, search engine optimization, always been kind of involved in the internet marketing online type of field. But a friend of mine said, you need to check out Facebook marketing. Started playing around with that and being one of the first individuals to begin to experiment and use Facebook marketing. I saw it as a huge opportunity. Not a lot of people were doing it then. So I just began to invest a lot of time, resources, and energy into learning the platforms, and just kind of grew from there. Got connected with the right people. As you mentioned in the introduction, worked with some big names, initially consulting, and then, you know, our agency grew from that. So it's been a really cool journey.
That's amazing. Super cool stuff. You truly started from basically the bottom, like many of us really, but you were able to take your business to amazing heights. So what do you think is the main factor that allowed you to do that?
So number one, you have to have a skill. You got to know what you're doing. And when I first started working in Facebook ads and online marketing, the field wasn't as saturated. There wasn't a whole lot of people that were doing internet marketing. And if they did it for a short time, and then they just kind of disappeared. Well, number one, I stuck to it. And internet marketing, you always have to be learning. And it's what you did 2 months ago may not work today. So you always have to be learning. So I surrounded myself with good mentors, people that were doing big stuff, learn from them. And so number one, you have to have good skills. You can't just, you know, a lot of people say, it's about relationships and everything. You got to be good at what you're doing. But then secondly, from there, I understood the value of relationships, connected with people, surrounded myself with people that were at the top of the game, learned from them, and built relationships with really top-notch individuals.
Let's talk about marketing. I am sure that, you know, you have seen several platforms come and go over the years. And although the technology changes and improves, like you were saying, what are some concepts they stay consistent, and what are the basics that people should focus on when exploring a new marketing strategy from scratch all the time?
Yeah, so I think that there's a word that has kind of, like, when it comes to marketing, it is true 10 years ago and it's still true today, is disruptive. So you have to be disruptive. There is a huge ocean of people that are doing marketing. And if you're just doing what everybody else is doing, then you're going to get lost. So you have to do something different. You have to be disruptive. You have to stand out. So there might be common courses or themes or styles of marketing, but you want to be able to differentiate yourself from everybody else. You got to be different. You got to stand out from the crowd. Definitely.
Okay. Makes total sense. Now, you've been in the Facebook and IG game for 10 years now. It's insane, by the way. That's amazing. But in your opinion, how important it is to be the first to market when building a business like yours in a new platform? Like you said, you took advantage that you were the first. How important that was, and how would you suggest people behave when a new platform like TikTok is coming out right now, right? Like everybody's talking about TikTok. Do you think that people should dive in head first and get to learn it before anybody else?
Yeah. So absolutely. Number one, you don't have to be first to market. Matter of fact, a lot of people, when it comes to being first in market, they lose. So there's a lot of people that jump into different social media platforms. Man, I remember we did work for clients. I'm trying to think of, it was Periscope. I remember we had clients that spent millions of dollars on Periscope, building Periscope. And now it's like, I don't even know if it exists anymore.
So,
but they wanted to be, they were very zealous about, man, I'm going to take advantage to this. So you don't necessarily have to be first to market. It's good to be in the game as quickly as possible. But I think if you're just getting started, you may not have the luxury of being first to market and testing and growing it and being able to invest in it. But when you start seeing other people having success in it, then there's something to be said about the social media platform. When you start to see other people making money on it, growing their business in that platform, then it's probably time to start to replicate what they're doing.
Okay, makes total sense. So basically what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, is keep your eyes peeled for opportunities, see what other people are doing around you, and be ready to pull the trigger when you see at least the first few people validating that platform and making sure that you're in that way. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of like surfing. When you go out there into the ocean and there's no waves, a wave will show up sooner or later, but you might be out there just paddling, waiting for a wave. But when you start to see waves coming, and maybe you see some people surfing and they're catching some waves, then it's time to get in there. So when you mention TikTok, I'm seeing waves. I'm seeing people do stuff, and TikTok is evolving. Matter of fact, I have a call on Friday with a TikTok consultant. So I've got a TikTok. I don't have much going on there, but I know there's potential.
For sure. 100%. Listen, most of my listeners are either young professionals that are working a job they don't like and want to open a business, or they're entrepreneurs looking to scale the business they had just created. So what suggestions, one or two suggestions, would you give someone that is starting out and they may not have a lot of money to invest in ads right off the bat?
Yeah, so this is something I wish I would have realized sooner, but the power of personal branding. Branding. It's a slow process. It's a slow process. But I can tell you this, and I can tell your listeners this, that if you invest in personal branding, and what I mean is you're just giving content and you're taking those investing dollars and you're reaching a larger audience, you won't immediately see a large ROI in that. But when you invest in personal branding, people will start to come to you for advice and you begin to elevate yourself as an expert. And really, when you have a strong personal brand, it gives you kind of that advantage that you're getting the word out to more people quicker about what you do. And then secondly, you are establishing yourself as an expert. So get that, your skill perfected. I don't think there's ever quite perfection, but really become one of the best at your industry, what you do, and then invest in personal branding content and put some money behind your content, and that will elevate you in your brand.
This episode is brought to you by Phoenix Planner at phoenixplanner.com. I've been using the Phoenix Planner for 3 months now, and as soon as I started using it, I dropped every other productivity tool I was using. The Phoenix Planner lets me set my 3 to 5 year goal, then it breaks that down into a yearly one. Now, once the big picture is complete, it makes you set 4 quarterly goals, and that's when the real planning starts. Phoenix Planner allows you to schedule weekly, daily, and monthly tasks. It has a monitoring system for tracking your habits, and it works as a journal too. On the daily pages, you can write down your focus and what you're grateful for. Now, remember that gratitude is the key to keeping yourself grounded and in control every day. There are also slots for rating your performance and giving yourself feedback. In a nutshell, the Phoenix Planner is the ultimate planner if you want to take your life and business to the next level. Visit phoenixplanner.com to get 20% off your order. Apply the code PHOENIXDEN at checkout, that is PHOENIXDEN, for 20% off your order. And now, let's get back to the episode.
Okay, awesome. Makes total sense. Some people think that, you know, even if they have a grand for ads, they'll be like, ads would take care of themselves. But again, if you don't have the necessary clout, people can land on your website, but it's just going to be another website, right? Makes total sense. Listen, I had a question for you about an agency. Some of my followers want to open an agency, and I know owning an agency myself, you have to balance the technical side like ads, reporting, outreach, as well as building a team. So how well should our listeners know how to do ads before they can outsource the work?
I work with a lot of different agencies, have helped establish agencies all over the world. And what I normally see is there's a two-part team. Number one, there is the tech person, the person that knows how to do the ads, knows how to do the funnels. And then there is the salesperson, the person that is good at acquiring the customer. I think when you're building a team, you want to know how to do everything at maybe the basic level. So you can, when you're building the team, you can talk their language and you can kind of keep them accountable and you know what should be done and how it should be done, but you may not know it at an expert level. So it's good for you to know the basics of it, be able to communicate with a team. But a lot of times I see a team as twofold. You have an outreach, you have a sales component, and then you have a technical side. Very rarely do you see one individual that can do both of them really good. Obviously, there are ways that you can use tech to acquire clients. You can run ads to acquire clients. But a lot of times when it comes to acquiring clients, you're out there knocking on doors. You're talking to people. You're communicating. You're building relationships. And sometimes a person that's in front of a computer doesn't necessarily have that luxury to do that.
Totally. Makes total sense. Great points, man. I wanted to ask you what your plans are for the future with your brand, personal brand. So what are some big plans ahead of you?
Yeah. So number one, a big component, probably the majority of our business is client based. A lot of people connect with me because I have courses, I have a lot of different programs and things like that out there on the interwebs and stuff. But a big component, the majority of our business is client based. We work with a lot of cool clients. I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing in 2020 is I'm going to launch this where I'm going to pick 4 people that we are going to build their funnel and run their ads. Normally a project like this where we build someone's webinar and funnels and stuff, it comes with a premium price. But I'm gonna pick 4 people that we're gonna build it out for them for free. 100%
What?
Yeah. Wow. So and then we want to build a partnership with them that we start running the ads for them and we do a profit share. Most of all of our clients that we do a profit share. But there's some people out there. As soon as I announce this, I'm going to do an ad and everything like that. We're going to take applications for people that are looking for someone to build their funnels, help them out to get their business online. And I know I'm going to be bombarded with applications for people wanting us to do this, but I'm only going to pick like four or five people. I'm going to find people that really have something hot, something really good going, and we're going to invest in them. And, you know, we've done this a couple times in the past with a few individuals. We've helped people make millions of dollars. But in 2020, we're going to pick four or five people. I'm going to take applications for as many people that would be interested in it, and then just kind of find the people that have the best opportunity for success, the best
potential. That's super cool. That's super cool. And, you know, like when you know what you're doing, like yourself, I mean, at a certain point, like as long as you have someone that has great content, you know exactly where you're going to go in for. So that's super, super cool. Listen, I am super grateful to have you today on the show. I want to ask you, you know, like where can people find you?
Sure. So the easiest way to connect with me is probably Instagram. My Instagram handle is Paul, P-A-U-L, Perfect. Paul.
Yeah.
So just, it's a verified account. I got over 1 million followers. Send me a message there. I monitor all my messages. I've got assistants in there that help me manage things. So that's great. If you want to connect with me, whether it's come speak at an event or have me on your podcast, or maybe you're interested in consulting, send me a message on Instagram at Paul. And also we have another, it's kind of like our entrepreneur business related page, and it's Nerds, N-E-R-D-S. That's a great page to follow for content and our courses and all that fun stuff. So follow me on Instagram, send me a message.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And really congrats with those two names, like Paul and Nerds. It's just like most amazing handles I've ever heard of.
Yes.
Super, super, super cool. Paul, thank you so much for being here today on the show, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, Daniero. I really appreciate your time, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks.
And this is it for today, CEOs. Thanks for staying with us until the end. Can I ask you a big favor? Can you please leave a review? I know the podcast app is not super straightforward, so if you don't know how to leave a review, just DM me on Instagram at DenieroB, D-E-N-I-E-R-O-B, and I will send you the direct link to the review section. And to show you my appreciation, I will answer any business question you ask me during that conversation. So thank you again, and I will talk to you again soon.